Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. It's Thursday. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, which means our dear friend, Mark Lupo Loopy, is joining us. Loopy, are you there?
Hey, Rob.
I knew you were there because I'm looking right at you and you look like Ted Lasso. Explain what you're wearing, Mark Lupo.
I'm wearing a full Adidas tracksuit this morning.
You are. It's like the Jason Sudeikis character on SNL when yes. He does the running behind the go, what's up, on that show. You look adorable. What's your weekend like, Mark? Where are you going? What are you doing?
Ooh, I'm going to Brooklyn to a comedy show.
Ooh.
I think I'm going to be sleeping late on Sunday.
Oh, that means you're going to be trashed on Saturday night. Who are you going with? Is it a guy?
No, I'm going with one of my best friends. So
you've got so many girly friends.
I
it's
do
nice.
Have many girly friends.
You
I
do. You're so Carrie Bradshaw. It's so cute. Will you wear your tracksuit to Brooklyn?
Ooh, I think I'll dress up for this occasion.
Okay. You know, because you could get away with that. It's very hipster. You could wear it.
I could. But I think I'll do something a little bit more than what I'm giving you right now.
Oh, very nice. We'll take a picture. We'll post it for the noughties. Hey, let's jump into the show. What time is it, my friends? It is tea time. This is a controversial story at the top of the show, and it's going to get us all talking. So Meghan Markle's father is begging with his daughter to let her see his grandchildren. So naturally, where did he do this? On national TV. So we went on TV to plead with Meghan to let him see the grandkids. He was interviewed from his home in Mexico for ITV's Good Morning Britain, where he spoke about not meeting the Duke or the Duchess of Sussex's two children, his grandchildren. He admitted that he's really very concerned, quote, very concerned, that he won't live long enough to ever meet them. He said the following, quote, we're at the point where I think both of us, we should both grow up and talk and make up for the sake of the children. This is ridiculous. Almost 4 years. It's crazy. My message for the kids is that you have two loving families, he shared. He went on to say he thinks it's important for the kids to know they do have two families, not just Harry's family, not just the Queen of England and the future king. And he thinks the kids will eventually get to an age in their lives where they want to know about both sides. What do you think, Mark?
Ooh, Rob, so I don't know if you know this, but I kind of know Meghan's dad a little bit.
Thomas, tell me everything.
So when Meghan and Harry announced they were leaving the royal family, I went into my Rolodex of contacts and I had his number, so I called him up and it rings twice. Bring, hello. I'm like, Thomas? He's like, yes. I'm like, hey, it's Mark from Us Weekly. How are you? He's like, okay. I'm like, yo, did you hear the news that Meghan is leaving the royal family? And he goes, I'm very disappointed in her. And then hung up the phone. Oh. And so for me, you know, I hear these stories and I'm like, Thomas, you're 77. If you really want to see your grandkids, if you want to see Meghan again, stop talking to reporters. Stop going on television and do something behind the scenes.
I know. Her criticism of him, what made this whole thing explode, let's remind everybody, and he didn't attend the wedding in 2018, was because he staged some paparazzi photographs and then he didn't tell her the truth about it. So at the heart of this dispute is his relationship with the media. They have begged him to just stop talking to the press. Now, this is what the downside is. If Harry and Meghan do agree to let Grandpa meet the kids, after he meets them, will he go on television and talk about it? The answer is yes.
Yes.
And if you call him again, Mark, he's probably still got the same number. He'll talk to you too. And so I understand them not really wanting to do this, but at the same time, he is their grandfather. Now, get this. He's alleging that people, I don't know who that means, but he says, quote, people in California have told him he can pursue legal action to meet his grandchildren. So he's not thinking about doing this at the moment, but he did drop that into the conversation. Maybe he's going to get a lawyer and sue the Duke and Duchess to meet the kids. It's so complicated. My heart wants them all to get back together. I know, because I'm like that, Mark. I'm optimistic. My heart says, oh, all kiss and make up. He's right. We're not getting any younger. It's been 4 years. Let's all grow up. But then I think, I don't know if I can trust him. Would he take pictures of little Lilibet and leak them? Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. Mm-hmm. His history is not good.
You know what he needs, Rob?
Tell me.
He needs a copy of the four-word answer.
Oh, I love how you plug this book. You can get this book of mine into any conversation, and I'm really grateful for it. Hey, let's figure out what you think, because that's way, way, way more important. Let's go to our poll of the day. Meghan Markle's father is begging to see his grandchildren. He did do it, though, on national television. We should definitely remember that. Should Meghan let him see the kids? I can't wait to see the result of this. I don't know where the naughties are going to go. So you can go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. You can leave a comment there. And be sure to check back tomorrow. Mark, you've got to check back. I don't know how this is going to go. Check back tomorrow to hear your results. Loopy, what are you working on?
Oh, Rob, things are not looking good for the long-suffering Tori Spelling.
Oh, Tori.
I know, and her husband, Dean McDermott.
Oh.
Let me explain. So Tori Spelling was spotted seething outside an attorney's office while carrying a notepad that showed a discussion about custody, support, and assets.
She's got them into categories, Mark. She's thought this through.
She's thought this through. This is very well thought. The handwritten 3 p.m. reminder all but pointed to an impending divorce, though Tori and her husband of 15 years have been fending off rumors of marital strife for months.
That's true.
Rob, in the paparazzi photos, which I've seen, they were taken in L.A., Tori was seen angrily shouting into a cell phone, and she was dressed in a full black pantsuit. She had the sunglasses on, her hair in a ponytail. She looked like she was ready for a divorce.
Does this come
as a surprise to you?
No, we've heard these rumors for a long time, but you know what? After years and years and years of hearing these rumors, I started to just not believe them because they're still together. Even though today we're talking about this, they are still together. Now, I spoke to some of her friends, and one of her friends, a close friend, said to me that she thinks Tori staged the pictures. I know, because she said Tori, she looks too good in the pictures. Her hair is flawless.
She looks so
her
good.
Makeup. That's not Tori in the bathroom mirror.
No,
that's
no.
Professional hair and makeup.
Uh-huh.
And how did a photographer just catch her at the lawyer's office? Like, if she was at the Ivy or Nobu, I'd be like, oh, maybe. But they just happened to be outside her lawyer's office at 3 o'clock. I don't know. So I'm now more suspicious about this. We know Tori likes the attention. We have no proof for this, but one of her friends said that they wouldn't put it past her. So once again, are they just getting us all talking about them so they get another reality show?
Well, it's so funny you say that, Rob, because in like 2014, I went through a dark time of watching that show, True Tori, where they just cried and cried and cried every episode trying to resolve the cheating situation. It's sad. It put me in a dark place.
Sad.
I don't know if I can do it again.
Mark, for your sake alone, I hope that this has a resolution. We can't do it again, Tori. Some serious news here. Paris Hilton is calling on Congress to take action. So Paris has come forward saying that as a child, she was put into a care facility where she was abused. Really awful, awful allegations. She said now that she's still got the trauma of that. So she went to DC with teen survivors to announce the Accountability for Care Act, where she's asking Congress and President Biden to really step up for these children who have no voice, who are in facilities all around America. And she said, I'm not here today as Paris Hilton. I'm here as a survivor. This was amazing. I used to work with Paris, and so I've known her for a long time. I did not know this story, Mark. None of her friends knew this story. We knew Paris was a wild child. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that her mum and dad put her into a facility because of her wild ways. I think this is amazing for someone like Paris, who we all dismiss as being silly, as dancing on tables, as being like sort of frivolous. For her to come forward with something this important, I think is a really, not only a good look, but it's just a good thing to do. What do you think, Mark?
Yeah, it's so funny. Last night I was watching Lester Holt on the nightly news, and there was Paris Hilton in a pantsuit, talking in such an eloquent way about her trauma and her abuse. And I'm like, who is this person? And I realized it was Paris Hilton right away. And I'm like, wow, she's using her platform for good to help other people. And I think this is an incredible moment for her.
Incredible. Now, some people out there, some very naughty people, are saying she's only doing this because Kim got into the White House. Remember that? But I don't believe that that's the truth. And even if it is the truth, even if Kim opened up the door, the floodgates, for celebrities to come forward and use their fame to do something good, I'm all for it. So I don't even care why Paris is doing this. I think she's doing it for the right reasons, but I don't even care. I think this is such an amazing thing to do. And like I said, Mark, nobody knew about this. We have seen, no pun intended, literally everything about Paris. We've seen, yeah. I mean, I've seen, like, literally. Wink, wink. Mm-hmm. But we didn't know this. Her friends did not know this. Now, do you think her mom and dad are going to have to issue a statement too? Because they put her away. This was, as Paris calls it, this was parent-approved kidnapping.
I mean, I think they might have to. I saw an interview with Kathy Hilton recently where she said Paris was so out of control that she would call Page Six's hotline, the desk line, to figure out where Paris was because the paparazzi knew, but she couldn't get a handle on Paris. So I think there is a very complicated situation, but I want to hear more from the parents for sure.
Yeah, I want to hear more all about this, Paris. Hey, well done. And then, Marks, what's going on with the guy that you look like today, Mr. Jason Sudeikis, yes. Ted Lasso?
So Jason Sudeikis actually just revealed that Jason's not his real name.
What?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I don't like that. I don't like that.
Let me explain. So Jason confirmed that his real name isn't actually Jason. While on the Today Show, he was questioned about the name, and he actually revealed his name is Daniel Jason Sudeikis.
What? His name's Daniel?
Yeah.
I like the name Daniel, but I don't like it for Jason.
I don't like it for Jason either, but so let me tell you how this all kind of went down. The hosts said, "We were Googling you over the weekend, true or false, your real name is Daniel." And Jason said, "That my real name is Daniel? My first name? That's true. I was Daniel Jason. My father was Daniel Joseph. And my mom decided to call me Jason so that we knew which one she was yelling at." So funny.
I was born, my name was Trevor. My mom and dad changed my name when I was about 5 months old. My dad decided he didn't like it. No wonder I'm so mixed up in the head. If you say Trevor, I still sort of... I was 5 months old, so I don't probably remember it. But I still sort of feel like, oh, hello. If you say Trevor, I look up. Mark, were you always going to be Mark?
I was always going to be Mark, yeah.
And your brother's younger, Jonathan?
He's Jonathan, yeah.
Jonathan. They're good names. They're both really,
if
really good
I had a stage
names.
Name, I think Trevor would be fun.
Oh, Trevor. Mm-hmm. Trevor, your stage name would be... Mm-hmm. Hetty LaRue. It'd be something very, very sexy and naughty. No?
Hetty LaRue, that's hilarious.
Hetty LaRue.
I'm into it.
Quickly before we go to break, I don't know where I came up with that. Quickly before we go to break, Drake has cut ties with Kanye West. So after 5 years of following Kanye on Instagram, Drake fans have noticed that he's no longer following his rival. I love how detailed these fans are. They noticed that Drake was following 2,622 people, but Kanye is no longer one of them. However, he is following a parody account, an account that makes fun. Are these two really, really at war? Or are they just doing this to sell albums? Remember they had a war a couple of weeks ago, months ago, when they both had their albums coming out? I want to think that Drake is in on the joke. I'm not sure if Kanye is. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm not sure either. I saw some weird pictures of Kanye this week at JFK Airport in New York City wearing... what appeared to be a Caucasian person's, like, a mask on his head and, like, wearing a big leather jacket. And if you're in New York right now, you know it's, like, 80 degrees still. Yeah. I don't know. It's either weird. He's selling albums or he's falling off again. I don't know which one it is.
Oh, gosh. Let's hope it's the albums. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Schuler with our dear friend Mark Lupo. Hey, Lupi, let's get to the polls. Da-da-da. Oh, I love when you roll your eyes. When did you learn to do that? When a little boy?
In Spanish class.
Say hello to me in Spanish.
Hola, Rob Schuster.
Hola, Roberto. I love it. Okay, let's get on with the show. So yesterday, we asked you about Katie Couric, who is now claiming that she has no relationship with Matt Lauer. None whatsoever. Is this the right move or is it disloyal? It's controversial here because when you've known someone for a really long time, do you just dump them? If they do something really terrible, do you just walk away? Do you walk away from your friends? Is that disloyal? Is it the right thing to do? Let's have a look, see what you think. Ooh, 84% said it is the right move.
Well, Rob, she did wait like almost 4 years to make a statement about this. But so I think she took her time, thought about it. But the reality is, if she didn't speak out against him, she would be crucified for
it.
So.
Right. And in the book, which I've read, she actually is quite soft on Matt Lauer. So it makes me wonder, did she want this both ways? And I think the answer to that is probably yes. But the backlash to her initially defending Matt was not good for Katie. So I think you're probably right, Mark. Now she has to say she has no relationship with Matt Lauer. Hey, don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for a nicest of the day.
It's Harry Styles.
I love Harry.
Me too.
I love Harry.
So he's been reportedly cast in a new Marvel role. And Rob, warning, there are some major spoiler alerts here for anyone
listening.
Warning.
Turn it off for 30 seconds if you don't want to hear.
Yes. Okay, so following the Hollywood premiere of Marvel's latest superhero outing, The Eternals, multiple journalists broke the embargo to share the news that Harry has made a cameo in the film's post-credit scene. Wait, and it gets better. And to make the surprise even more exciting, Harry appears to have been cast as Eros, the younger brother of Infinity War and Endgame villain Thanos.
What?
I know.
I love this. I mean, I do love some Angelina as a superhero. I do love it. Harry Styles.
So good.
I don't know about the embargo being broken. An embargo is an agreement between the studio and a reporter that you don't release it until a certain date. And you really do have to listen to that and obey by that rule. However, if the reporters had not given us a hint, or in this case, they told us the secret, I don't stay till the end of the credits. So I would have missed this. What about
you? Well, that's a good point. I would imagine, too, they want this to be a known fact,
I think they want
right?
it, yeah. I think they want it out. I think what they want out is stay, because you're not going to believe after the credits there's a special announcement. I guess they wish that they hadn't said it was Harry, but I think they want it out there that we should all stay, because, you know, after 2 hours of the movies, Mark, my bum needs to get up and get myself a drink. No!
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Mm-hmm. Out of there. Our nicest of the day. And now our naughtiest of the day. Naughty. Alex Rodriguez was trolled by Red Sox fans. So this sort of makes me smile, but it is naughty. So A-Rod was doing his thing for the MLB playoffs. I said that very carefully because I don't really know what it is. But apparently, Red Sox fans, I'm the worst at sports stories. I don't know what... this is like talking in Spanish to me. I don't know what any of this means. But what I do know is that behind A-Rod, when he was in the booth, were a bunch of fans who started to chant, J-Lo.
No.
Oh, it's so naughty.
So
they were trying to get a rise out of him. He ignored it, but clearly he could hear it. The video is up on naughtygossip.com. This is going to follow him around forever, Mark, yeah?
I mean, Rob, I feel like this is the first time we've talked about him in like years, you know, but it will. This is his legacy is J-Lo.
J-Lo, it's so cruel. Our naughtiest of the day. Let's end with a moment of Rob. You get a Rob. The road of life has many different paths, which is why we all need a little bit of help. So think how different your journey would be if you had a little assistance guiding you along the way of life. That is what the four-word answer is. My new book, it's a map, it's a compass that's going to help show you the way and point you towards the road of success and happiness that is right for you. So people that have been asking, what is this book about? I know I've been talking about it now for some time. What is it really about? It's a compass, it's a map that's going to give you a little bit of help in life, guiding you towards the path that is right for you. It's not going to guide you towards my path or Mark's path or J-Lo's path. It's going to find your path. And the way that it does that is by asking you, who are you? Who are you in just four words? Once you know who you are in life, suddenly that path towards your success becomes much more clearer, Mark. Mm.
Mm-hmm. You know, Rob, you are one of the people who helped guide me in my life and on my path. And I thought to myself this morning, where would I be this morning if it wasn't for Rob Shooter?
You'd be fast asleep in bed. Yeah, I know. You'd be with a handsome man cuddled in. That damn Rob Shooter has ruined your Thursday for the last year and a half. You're so sweet. Thank you. Thank you for being so kind, Mark. Thank you to the Naughties too. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Mark Sharma production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. And now I'm asking too. I know I'm pushy. Please leave a review for the book on Amazon.com. I think we're up to 15, 16, 17 reviews. They really, really do help. So if you have a moment today, go to Amazon.com and leave a great review for the foreword answer. And remember, all together now, let's hear you singing out loud. If you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice. Take care, everybody. Pip, pip.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.